All right. Patricia in New York is next up here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Hello, Patricia. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It is going. Going. Gone.
I just wanted to call in and tell you that, you know, something, when you were talking, it struck me, something that I struggle with personally is taking constructive criticism from people that I love and who love me. And it's so important. And I think that it's awesome that you got the developer to get the mobile site, you know, fixed up.
Yes.
Because honestly, that is a big problem.
Or it's a huge issue.
I think you'll see a lot of, and something I've learned from working with IT, I think probably the first lesson that my manager told me was KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, and also something I learned from St. Therese of Lisieux was, you know, obviously do everything, every little thing with love, and God will be pleased. And it doesn't matter how small it is. It becomes infinitely valuable when you do it with love.
You know, yeah. When the little flower was alive, it was said that, you know, from her sisters, and these actually were sisters, blood sisters, because they all joined the same convent. It was said by her sisters that survived her that there wasn't anything that she did that she didn't, like, bless herself or go, oh, thank you, God. You know, if she stepped across the threshold, oh, I didn't trip over the threshold. Oh, thank you, God. She was skipping out in the field with the other sisters and fell in a hole, or her foot hit a little a little impediment or something and didn't trip. Oh, thank you, God. When they, you know, would sit down for meals, and she'd eat very little, but what she would eat, you know, in between bites, oh, thank you, God. You're right.
Yeah, I'm reading A Story of a Soul, and...
what a great book.
She's so smart, and it's awesome to, you know, just bear witness to her mind. You know, she's a great mom.
Well, Patricia, you want to be blown away? She was writing The Story of a Soul when she was 17 after dropping out of school.
I know.
17 with little formal education. Little. So,
I mean, and the other thing is that she's just so loving. She's so loving and so insightful. And that's the thing. Like, we just, another thing is that a lot of your listeners, you know, we have suffered a lot of abandonment from our friends and family. And for us, I know for me and my husband, you know, we really only get, you know, support on Sundays.
That's sad.
We go to church and we go to the Latin Mass, and, you know, we have to drive a long way to get there. And, you know, that's the only relief we get, really.
Hey, by the way, where are you going to Latin Mass up in New York?
Well, we're upstate, well, slightly upstate. There's some controversy up here about what's upstate and what's not. We have to drive over to Ridgefield in Connecticut.
Ah.
To go to the SSPX.
There's an SSPX there. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is because I've been invited and accepted the invitation to speak at St. Anthony of Padua. And
I remember I was telling my husband about that.
I think it's St. Caldwell. Yeah. I want to say it's Caldwell, New Jersey, I think.
I'm not sure. I haven't been there, but we do know a little story about that chapel. I think a priest from the SSPX chapel on Long Island told us that Malachi Martin, I think, was buried, or his funeral mass was done there.
Really?
I don't know if that's true, but I'm pretty sure he told us that. Yeah.
Well, that'll be next Sunday after the 10 a.m. Mass. Father Saltzman approved of my little outline for my talk. And so you're all invited. That's at St. Anthony of Padua. I said St. Anthony. St. Anthony of Padua. SSPX Parish after the 10 a.m. Mass. This coming Sunday, next Sunday, that'll be the 8th of October, I believe. And And you'll enjoy the talk. Your father said that coffee and donuts will be available after the fact. Mrs. Church will actually be making a special appearance, a cameo appearance. So I hope to meet many of you, as I did when I went to St. Catherine of Labarre in Middletown, New Jersey. So hope it would be a wonderful Sunday spent with many of you. Patricia, you always cheer me up when you call. Thanks for the little, it wasn't fraternal correction, it was filial with an A. Well, thanks for the filial correction. You're right. No, constructive criticism comes in the form of, though, and I do get constructive criticism, and I have learned and am working on accepting it and getting better at accepting it. What David and I were talking about is not constructive criticism. It is. It's nitpicking. It's finding something you personally don't like. It has no effect on the business or what it is that our stock and trade here whatsoever. But they try to make it sound like it does, and I go like, no, that doesn't have anything to do with what we're with the other listener's experience. It's your experience.
Yeah, I mean, but regardless of their intent, of the person's intention, you know, you should take it as a blessing to suffer that criticism, and it's whittling down your pride, and it's ultimately good.
Yeah, that's what
biggest barrier for so many, for everyone.
Well, that's what you know. When there's a chapter, a couple of lessons in humility of heart that I should go back and read, because that's Father Bergamo's point too, that you should suffer all of them. And, you know, you can also suffer them as reparations for other sins that have been committed. So if it really is suffering, if you didn't deserve the criticism and you took it anyways, then you can always offer it up as, well, I endured it, and offer it up as a little reparation. You can just give it to Our Lady and say, hey mama, hey Lama, mama, do what you will with it. And she will.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. I mean, like, if you focus too much on other people's intentions, which you can't really know.
Right.
Then you can trick yourself into thinking that it's malicious criticism. It's not constructive criticism. So it's best to just kind of take it and then, like, use the intellect and just evaluate, as your previous caller was saying, be detached. Be critical. You know, what is real? What is really good criticism? You know, what is true? What is true criticism? And
so,
use it.
When does the Patricia show start?
I don't know. Soon. I'll let you know.
I listen to this going like, okay, Mike, you suck. Hey, Simpson, if you're still listening, we were just filially corrected beautifully. Thank you.
What I struggle with, too. Everyone struggles with
it. Well, I'm glad that, you know, like High School Musical, we're all in this together, Patricia.
We are.
All right, my sister, I love you. Thank you.
Love you, too, Mike.
All right. My day is made. Christopher, we're out.